Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your interventions in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for giving us dominion over all the works of darkness. Thank you for giving us dominion over all the realms of darkness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in our heart and mind. Thank you for your joy that fills our heart continually. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for solving our problems. Thank you for giving us the power to prosper, the power to succeed, the power to possess our position. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. And thank you, Father, because you are going to answer more of our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to pray, to seek your face, to praise you, to worship you, and to have fellowship with you. I ask, O Lord, that you visit us tonight in Jesus' name. Visit every one of us. Help every one of us. Bless every one of us. Change our lives and situations in Jesus' name. Let every prayer we'll be praying here tonight ascend to you where you are on your throne, and let every prayer be answered in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. of your way in this place. Let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven through our prayers here tonight. In Jesus' name, let your power touch every life that will partake in this prayer meeting. And let your power solve their problems. Let your power give us the healing and deliverances and restoration and victories that we need in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. In Jesus' name we are free. Amen. We're going to sing some worship songs before we pray with prayer point. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good to us. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. He's so good to us. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good to us. The Lord is so good. He's so good. In our situation, in every circumstance, the Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. Jesus is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The steadfast love of the Lord never see. His mercies never fall to end. They are new every morning. Me. Every morning, great in thy feet, goodness, Lord. Great in thy feet, goodness. We like unto thee, oh, who is like unto thee, oh, Lord, among the gods, among the God, who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, faithful in praising, doing wonders, hallelujah, amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, praise the Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, praise the Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise the Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God. You are the mighty God. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God. You're so good. You're so kind. Almighty God. You're so good. You're so kind, Almighty God. You're so good, you're so kind, Almighty God. You're so good, you're so kind, Almighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 To the great and mighty God, hallelujah. To Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise thee. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jehovah. We praise you. El Shaddai, Jehovah, We pray. We pray in your name. We pray your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name until I reach my own, until I reach my own, until I reach my own, I will name on heaven, stop my journey halfway. No, until I reach my own. That word is not my own. Until I reach my own. Heaven is my own. Until I reach my own, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. We lift your name. I, Jesus, will lift your name. I will lift your name. I, above all the names. I, Jesus, will lift your name. I will lift your name, I will lift your name, I above all the names, I. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. No man on earth can give glory to Himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the Lord, all the glory must be to the Lord. To Jesus, for He is worthy. All our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Jesus, lift up your name, lift your glory. Jesus, lift up your name, above every other name. Jesus, lift up your name. Lift you up, O Lord, Jesus, we lift up your name. Wanna sing of your love? Wanna sing of your love? I wanna sing of your love. Wanna sing of your mercy? I wanna sing of your mercy. Wanna tell the whole world. I wanna tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Oh, of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of you, Lord. I'll sing of you, Lord. And I'll sing of your glory. And I'll sing of your glory. And I'll tell the whole world, I'll tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Jesus, we lift up your name, lift you up. Jesus, we lift up your name. Lift you up forever, Jesus, we lift up your name. Above every other name, Jesus, we lift up your name. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. By your blood, by your blood, you cried principality. Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principality, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, oh, Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. You make my life so beautiful, and I see you have made me here and there's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. You make my life so beautiful. And I see you have made me here and end. There's nothing greater than this. That's what I love you forevermore. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise and adore him. He's a great God. He's a loving Father. He is Alpha and Omega. First and the last. Beginning and the ending. He's the one who was. The one who is. The one who is to come. He reigns forever and ever. He rules forever and ever. He controls times and seasons. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. For who is it that speaks and it comes to pass? When the Lord God has not commanded him, only him speak and they happen. Worship him, praise him, praise him, is a dependable God, is a reliable God. He can be trusted because he is a faithful God. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Savior of the world, we worship you. Light of the world, we worship you. The hope of the world, we worship you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. The solution to the world's problems, we worship you. You are before all things. You existed before anything else existed. You created all things. And you are holding all things together. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You have decreed and have declared the end of everything and everyone, even before the beginning of time. We praise you, Ancient of Days, for who is like unto thee in power, who is like unto thee in glory, who is like unto thee in strength, who is like unto thee in dominion, in authority, in greatness. No one is like you, Father. No one is like you. You are above everyone else. And no one is above you. We praise you, everlasting Father. Only you give eternal life. Only you give true immortality. No one else can give eternal life except you. We praise you, Father. No one else can save except you. No one else can deliver except you. No one else can give through healing except you. We praise the everlasting Father. For there is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot create. There is nothing you cannot control. There is nothing you cannot do. For you specializes in doing impossible things. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are the Lord who is strong and mighty. You are the Lord who is mighty in battles. You are greater than all our battles. You are greater than all our enemies. You are greater than all our problems and limitations. For you are the Lord, and you are God. Beside you, there is no other God. Every other God and goddesses, they all bow before you. Blessed be your holy name. There is no end to your kingdom. There is an end to the kingdoms on this earth, but there is no end to your own kingdom. There is an end to the governments of this world, but there is no end to your own government. will worship you, Father. We shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever. We praise you, Father, for you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. As we always do, we're going to thank him now with thanksgiving prayers. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything you have done in my life, for everything you're doing right now, for my good, and for great things you're going to do very shortly for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done in my life since when I have known you. Thank you for all that you have been doing in my life since I became a Christian. Thank you, Father. And thank you for the things you're doing in my life at the moment. Thank you for the great things, the beautiful things you're doing in my life right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for mighty things you're going to do in my life very shortly. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every solution you have released into my life to solve my problems. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for every solution you have released into my life to solve my problems. Thank you for solving problems in my life and situations. Thank you for solving problems that showed up in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for solving problems that showed up in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for solving problems that showed up in my finances, in my career, in my calling, in my marriage. Thank you for solving all my problems. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything you have done to move my life forward at this time. Thank you for everything you have done to move my life forward from where I used to be to where I am now. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done to move my life forward in every area of my life. Thank you for everything you have done to move me forward from where I used to be to where I am now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You mean say thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities you have sent into my life to change my life, to change my situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for all the opportunities you have sent into my life to change my life, to change my situations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say thank you, Father, for everything you have caused in my life. Thank you for every transformation you have done in my life up till this moment. Every positive transformation, positive change you have caused in my life up to this very hour. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for all the positive change, positive transformation your mighty hand have caused in my life. Thank you for transforming me into a new person that is free, that is successful, that is victorious. Thank you for your transformation that you have done in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all your promises that have come to pass in my life. Thank you for all your promises and plans that have come to pass in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for the things you said you would do that you have now done in my life. Thank you for the things you said you would change that you have now done, that you have now changed in my life. Thank you, Lord, for all your promises that have happened in my life, that have come to pass in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, control everything in the world and everyone in the world for my life to be favored. You can say, Father, with your mighty hand, control everything in the world, control everyone in the world for my life to experience unusual favor, or common fever, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Control everything in the world. Control everyone in the world, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are living things or non-living things. Father, control everything in the world and everyone in the world for my life to experience favor. For my life to be favored. In the name of Jesus. With your mighty hand, control everything. Thank you, Lord. Control every situation in the world. Control every circumstance in the world. Control every event in the world. For my life to be favored. For my life to experience unusual favor and uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that everything God is not doing in my life should disappear right now. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that everything God is not doing in my life, that is happening in my life, shall disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that everything God is not doing in my life that is happening to me, that is happening in my life, shall disappear right now. They shall disappear right now. They shall disappear right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, everything God has not planted in my life that is growing, that is taking root, I prophesy that they shall disappear right now. They shall be uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus, they shall be uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, as a Christian, you have the power to cause. You have the power to place a curse as a Christian. Yeah, just the way Jesus placed a curse on that fig tree. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Jesus was expecting the tree to produce fruit, but then the tree did not produce fruit, or the tree wasn't producing fruit at that time that Jesus needed to pluck fruit from it. Yeah. And Jesus cursed that tree. Yeah, because it wasn't fulfilling the purpose. It wasn't fulfilling the purpose of its creation. Yeah, the tree was not fulfilling the reason why it was created. Yeah, so it cursed the tree. And we saw in the scriptures that by the time they would pass by that tree, they saw that the tree has dried up. So in the same way, you as a Christian, you can cause things that is not of God in your life. You can cause them and they will perish. Yeah, so you can also place a curse on whatever is going on in your life that is contrary to the will of God. Yeah, whatever is going on in your life that is against God's purpose for your life, God's plans for your life, you can place a curse on them. So, and that is what we are going to do now. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I place a curse of destruction upon everything going on in my life that is not from God, that is not of God, and that is not God's doing, that is not according to the will of God. I place a curse of destruction upon them now. Let them be destroyed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Continue to say, in the name of Jesus, I place a curse of destruction upon everything going on in my life that is not the Lord's doing. Everything happening in my life, in my spirit, soul, and body, that is not the Lord's doing. Everything happening in my finances, in my calling, in my ministry, in my family, in my home, in my marriage, in my career, everything happening in my business that is not of God, that is not from God, that is not according to the will of God, I place a curse of destruction upon them now. Let them perish right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let them perish in the name of Jesus. I curse them in the name of Jesus. Every satanic presence, demonic presence, in my life, I curse them now. I place a curse of destruction upon them in the name of Jesus, because my life is not a home for demons. My environment is not an habitation for demons. The environment of my life is not an habitation for darkness. Therefore, I place a curse upon every presence of darkness in my life, in my environment. I place a curse of destruction upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse them in the name of Jesus, and they shall perish forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Let us look at that, please, so that we can have more understanding. Let us look at that place where Jesus cursed the fig tree. Yeah, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Mark. Mark 11. Mark 11. I'm going to read from verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto him, no man hid fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples had it. Let's go to, I don't want to read the other verses there. Now let's go to verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Verse 21, and Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Just the way he is saying to you right now. You know, Jesus is saying the same thing to you. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. So you can see Jesus telling us that we can cause things. Yeah, because everything Jesus did in his lifetime as a man on earth was an example for us to follow. example for you and I to follow. So Jesus cursed that tree at a time when it was not the season for fig trees to yield fruit. And Jesus was angry with that tree, and he cursed that tree. So what does that mean? It means that in the kingdom of God, you should have whatever you need. At that time, Jesus was hungry, and he needed to eat from that fig tree. But then he couldn't find it. So he had to cross that tree, which was which was an expression of God's judgment. Yeah, because what Jesus did there was judgment. So he had to cross that tree. So in the kingdom of God, we don't follow the seasons of this earth. Yeah, we don't follow the time and seasons here on earth. We follow the timing of heaven. Yeah. So if there is anything Satan has set up around your life or within your life that is not allowing you to get what you want according to the will of God, because it was the will of God that fig trees should produce fruit. Yeah. And I believe that according to the will of God, Jesus was supposed to meet fruit on that tree. According to the original plan of God. At that time, Jesus was supposed to meet fruit there. Yeah, if it was not according to the original plan of God, Jesus would be wrong to curse that tree. Yeah, so it means according to the original plan of God, that fig tree was supposed to be fruiting at that time, was supposed to be bringing forth fruit at that time. But we don't know what Satan has done to the to the divine composition of that tree that made it to not fruit at that time. So because of that, Jesus had to curse the tree. Yeah. So we're going to pray against satanic establishment in this earth and maybe in your life that is not allowing you to have what God wants you to have part time. Yeah, whatever Satan has set up in this earth or around you or in your life, that does not allow you to have what heaven demand that you have part time. You need to pray that destruction from heaven should fall upon them. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let destruction from heaven fall upon every satanic establishment, demonic establishment in the heaven and around my life that is not allowing me to have the things God wants me to have part time. Let destruction from the throne of God fall upon them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je hasta getenenesh denemala. Nisu zishta. Sinte desh denera. Nenesh tenkedeva hasta. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, let destruction from heaven fall upon every demonic establishment, every satanic step up that is here on earth and there is within the environment of my life and is stopping me, preventing me from having the things God wants me to have per time. Let destruction fall upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to curse those things. Begin to say, I curse every establishment of the devil, every oppression of the devil, every plantation of the devil, every setup of the devil in the head and in my life and around my life that is not allowing me to have blessings that God wants me to have per time. Helps that God wants me to have per time, I curse them. I decree that they are destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that they shall no longer continue to exist. They shall no longer continue to function in my life from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to curse? You can see the way Jesus placed the curse on that tree. Yeah, Jesus said, in verse 14, Mark 11, verse 14, you can see the way Jesus placed a curse. And Jesus said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Yeah, in other words, he was saying, from today onwards, no man shall eat fruit of thee. That is, you shall no longer bear fruit again. Yeah, that was the cause. In other words, you shall no longer continue to function or continue to live again. So you can cause things like sicknesses in your life. You can cause them. Yeah, because that sickness is still in your life because there is a life support. Yeah. People that have cancer, the cancer is there because there is a life support. Yeah, even though the cancer is killing them, but there is something that is giving the cancer life to continue to kill. I believe you're getting my point. Yeah, so even if you look at the microorganisms, the microorganisms, the disease causing organisms. You know, there are organisms that causes sicknesses. In microbiology, they call them disease-causing organisms, like bacteria, parasite, fungi, virus, and all of that. Now, if you look at those organisms under microscope, you're going to see that they are alive. You see them moving. They are alive. So there's a life support that is making disease to continue in your body. Yeah, there is a life support that is making infections to continue in your body. Yeah, so to place a cause is to kill the life that is making those things to continue to function. Yeah, and your body is not for sickness. Your body is not for diseases. Yeah, your body is not for demons to stay. Yeah, so if a demon is staying in someone's body, there is a life support that is allowing that demon to continue to stay. So you take away that life, the demon will run for his life. I pray God give him more understanding. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I cause everything that is not of God, that is living and functioning in my life. You're going to see, I cause them with death. Yeah, I decree that life be taken away from them. Yeah, you're going to see, in the name of Jesus, I cause everything that is living and functioning in my body, soul, and spirit, everything that is not of God, that is dwelling in my life, dwelling in my spirit, soul, and body, I cause them now with death. Let them die right now. Everything that is not of God, that is not from God, that is living and dwelling and functioning in my spirit, soul, and body, I cause them with death right now. Let them die. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost take life away from them. In the name of Jesus, everything living and dwelling in the life of my children that is not of God, that is not from God, I curse them now with death. In the name of Jesus, I curse them with death. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost take life away from them. Everything that is not of God, everything that is not from God, whether they are living or non-living, whether they are physical or spiritual, visible or invisible, that is dwelling in my life, that is causing problems in my health, I curse them now. I curse them with death. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let life be taken away from them by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every sickness, every disease, begin to pray like that. Every infirmity, every demon, every devil dwelling in my life, dwelling in my spirit, soul, and body, I curse them now with death. In the name of Jesus, I curse them with death. I curse them with death. I curse them with death. Whatever is dwelling in the cells of my body, whatever is dwelling and living and functioning in the cells of my body, in the organs of my body, that is not of God, that is not from God, I curse them with death right now in the name of Jesus. Let life be taken away from them by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray. You know, I have said it before that the people in the realm of witchcraft, they know how to place a curse on what is good, so that that thing becomes evil. And then in the kingdom of God, we can place a curse on what is evil, so that that evil thing will perish, will disappear, and will be destroyed. I believe you know that everything can hear, everything can hear. Yeah, the head is spiritual. Though science will tell you that they are inanimate, you know, we have animate objects, animate things, and then inanimate things, or living things, and then non-living things. In the kingdom of God, there is nothing like living things and non-living things. Everything is living. Everything is alive. Or let me say, everything has senses. And they have life. In God's kingdom. So which means that we can cut evil things that devil is doing in physical things, things that appears to have no life in them. We also can cut whatever devil is doing in those things. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I place a curse of destruction upon everything Satan is doing in the physical things, in the material things around my life, to frustrate my life, to oppress my life. Eventually, I place a curse of destruction upon them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I place a curse of destruction upon every operation of Satan, every operation of darkness that is going on in material things, in physical things around my life, physical things within my life, this physical things in my environment, against me, every satanic operation, witchcraft operation going on in the physical things around me to frustrate my life, to oppress my life, and to halt my life, I place a curse upon such operations now. I place a curse of destruction upon those operations right now in the name of Jesus. A curse of destruction come upon them now. Every activity of demons going on in physical things around me, in material things around me, to frustrate my life, to oppress my life, to hurt my life, to limit my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I place a curse of destruction upon them. Right now, let them be completely destroyed. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? There is what we call satanic baptism. satanic baptism. And I have said it before, what it means. But I'll try to repeat it again. Satanic baptism is when something or someone is being pulled into deep darkness. When something or someone is being pulled, you know, the way you pull something, when that thing is being pulled into deep darkness, that is satanic baptism. And this thing can happen to inanimate objects. It's possible that you are living in a house that have been baptized into deep darkness. It is possible that you are living in an environment that have been baptized into deep darkness. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every satanic baptism that have happened to the environment where I am living. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every satanic baptism that have happened to the environment where I'm living, that have happened to the building where I am living, to the environment where I am walking. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every satanic baptism, every demonic baptism that have happened to the environment where I live. Satanic baptism, demonic baptism, witchcraft baptism that have happened in the environment where I live. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. Every satanic baptism that have happened to my apartment, every satanic baptism that have happened to the environment where I walk, to the environment where I live, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost undo whatever baptism Satan have done or demons have done on the environment where I live. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right arm on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the flow of the blood of Jesus. Let every initiation of darkness that have happened to me be destroyed by the blood of Jesus.
say I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the flow of the blood of Jesus. Let every initiation of darkness that have happened to me be destroyed now by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. I connect my spirit, my soul, my body, my mind with the flow of the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus destroy whatever initiation of darkness that have happened to me. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. To be initiated is to be claimed. Yeah, that is the meaning of satanic initiation or demonic initiation or witchcraft initiation. It is to be claimed. Yeah, in a realm that is not of God, that is, some people belong to the realm of darkness, they place a seal that is S-E-A-L, they place a seal of ownership, upon your spirit or soul or soul and body. Yeah, that is initiation. Yeah, and some people have been initiated, but they don't know. Yeah, because you can be initiated through many ways, even through the things you buy in the market. Yeah, you can be initiated through what, you know, through food that you buy. Yeah, even through clothing materials you bought. Yeah, you can be initiated through many means. So I want you to pray that prayer once again. Yeah, and the problem with being initiated is that the enemy will have the right to control your life if they succeed in initiating you into their realm. Then from their realm, they will have the power to control your life. And to determine what happened in your life. In fact, they may be able to control your attitudes, your behaviors, your character. They may be able to make you behave the way they want. Yeah, because they have claimed your life. So you're going to pray that prayer once again. You're going to pray your right hand on your head. Again, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every initiation of darkness that have happened to me. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. Because my life belongs to God. My life belongs to Jesus. My spirit, soul, and body belongs to Jesus. Therefore, whatever initiation of darkness that have happened to me, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every initiation that have been done on my soul, on my spirit, on my body, by demons, by agents of Satan, by powers of darkness. Let them be destroyed now by the blood of Jesus. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus. My body belongs to Jesus. My soul belongs to Jesus. My spirit belongs to Jesus. My life belongs to Jesus. My destiny belongs to Jesus, not to demons. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them all. All forms of initiation that have happened to me, I cancel them now by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are free. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every demonic cloud, satanic cloud, that have covered up my life, disappear now by fire of the Holy Ghost. They're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every demonic cloud, satanic cloud, witchcraft cloud that have covered up my life, disappear now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Let them disappear. Bajanasa Jetoba Dizla Neto Zista Zeneste Getem Lakdala. Let them disappear. Let them disappear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic cloud, satanic cloud, witchcraft cloud that are formed over my life, over my dwelling place, over my spirit, over my prayer life, and over my prayer, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them and remove them forever from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you are indeed a spiritual man or a spiritual believer, yeah, you should be able to know when demonic clouds are forming. Yeah, and you should pray at that time. And what are demonic clouds or witchcraft clouds or satanic clouds? It's similar to network coverage of the, you know, the network coverage of your cellular network provider, if I can put it like that. What I mean is, just the way you cannot make a phone call when the network is not available. Yeah. So in the same way, demons, they need to create a cloud or sometimes a web in an environment for them to succeed in operating in that environment as they want. Yeah, they must create the cloud. Because if they don't, there's no way they'll be able to operate. In fact, if they try to operate, their lives will be in danger. Yeah, so the cloud of darkness, or the environmental cloud of darkness, is for the sake of dominion. So when the enemy creates the cloud over your life, they want to have dominion over you. And if you allow them to create that cloud, you may have to do a lot of fasting. A lot of fasting and long hours prayer to remove the cloud, the cloud they are creating. Yeah, but the best thing to do as a Christian is to not allow the enemy have dominion over you. Yeah. Don't allow them to operate in your environment. You take charge of your environment and don't allow the demons to operate. Yeah. Don't allow the witchcraft to operate. Yeah. So you're going to pray that God will give you the strength and the fire to take over your environment, yeah, to be the one in control, to be the one in charge of your, you know, of the spiritual environment of your life, or the spiritual realm in your environment. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, Father, fill me with strength and fire to take dominion over the spiritual realm in my environment. Over the spiritual realms of darkness in my environment. Say, Father, fill me with strength. Fill me with fire. Fill me with power to take over the spiritual realm of darkness going on in my environment, or present in my environment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fill me with fire to be in charge, to be in dominion, to be in control over the spiritual realm of darkness in my environment. Continue to pray like that. The Father, baptize me with fire. Baptize me with power to take over the environment of my life from the hands of the realms of darkness. Baptize me with power, with fire, to take over the environment of my life from the control of demons, from the control of Satan. In the name of Jesus, Father, baptize me with strength, with power, with fire, to take dominion over the spirituality, over the dark spirituality going on in my environment. The Lord, fill me with fire and power to have dominion over the dark realms, the realms of darkness operating in my environment. Give me the power right now. In the name of Jesus. Give me the power to take over the spiritual realms of darkness that are present in my environment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. As I said, as a prayer warrior, as a spiritual believer, you should have discernment to know when darkness are building up a cloud over your head. You should know when they are when they are gathering forces together to dominate your life, and you should rise and pray immediately. Yeah, so you're going to pray for that discernment. It is not when problems start to happen in your life that you should pray. Sometimes, you may not be able to overcome if you start to pray after problems have happened. It's not the time you will overcome. Yeah, because God may decide to discipline you and refuse to remove the problems that Satan has created in your life. Yeah, because God expects that you will be a prayerful Christian. Yeah, who will not allow the enemy of praying in your life and around your life. Yeah, so that is why you don't wait for problems to form in your life or for the devil to create problems in your life before you start to pray. You pray to stop them from creating the problem. Yeah, that is how to live as a Christian. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, transform my spirit man into a spirit of discernment that is able to know when the enemy is creating their cloud over my life. Again, say, Father, transform my spirit man into a discerning spirit that is able to know when the enemy is building their dominion over my life and to fight them and stop them immediately. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Father, transform my spirit man into a spirit of discernment. Transform my spirit man into a discerning spirit that is able to know when the enemy have come so close to me to take over my life, to dominate my life. Transform my spirit into a discerning spirit that is able to detect when the enemy is creating their cloud over me to dominate my life. Make my spirit become a discerning spirit that will detect the operations of darkness in my environment and fight them immediately and conquer them immediately through prayer. In the name of Jesus, give me such spirit, Father. Transform my spirit into a discerning spirit. Transform my spirit into a discerning spirit. Father, transform my spirit into a discerning spirit so that I will not allow the dark kingdom take over my life and environment. Transform my spirit man into a discerning spirit so that I will not allow any devil to operate in my life and around me. Do it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah, Jesus said, have faith in God. Yeah, that is what Jesus said in that passage we read. He said, have faith in God. Yeah, have faith in God. And then he went further to say that if we command things to happen, they will happen. If we don't doubt, or maybe I should read that place for you again. Yeah, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily. So whenever Jesus says verily, it means it's a fact in the realm of the spirit. Or I don't know if that's the way to put it. Yeah. It means if it is bound to happen. So, whenever Jesus used the word verily, it means that thing is certain, that thing is sure, that thing is true and forever true, and that thing is bound to happen. Yeah, because that thing is already established both in the realm of the spirit and in the physical realm. Yeah, so Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Yeah, can you see that? Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say if you have faith in God. If you do not doubt, you will have whatsoever you say. Yeah. So which means with your own words, you can create the reality that you want. With your own word, you can create the reality that you want if you have faith in God. So the question is, do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in God? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of faith to create the reality that I want in my life, to create the future that I want for my life. You can say, I receive the spirit of faith now. I receive the spirit of faith now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus is not a liar. Yeah, the Bible says, let God be true and all men liars. We are the liars. Jesus is not a liar. God is not a liar. And how do we lie? Because we don't believe God. That is how we lie. Many times we don't believe God. So we lie when we say we believe God and then we don't. We lie when we say we trust God and then we don't. Yeah, begin to say, I receive the spirit of faith to create the reality that I want in my life. I receive the spirit of faith now. I receive the spirit of faith now to create the future that I want, to create the situation that I want in my life, to create the situation that I want and to remove situations that I don't want. You can remove situations you don't want and you can create situations that you want by faith. I receive the spirit of faith right now to remove situations that I don't want in my life and to create situations that I want. I receive the spirit of faith right now to create the realities that I want in my finances, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. I receive the spirit of faith right now to create the realities that I want in my future and in my present moment. In the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of faith to control situations, to control time and season. I receive the spirit of faith to control the physical and spiritual realm through the words of my mouth. I receive the spirit of faith now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. So we are still praying. And Jesus taught the disciples how to operate by faith. Yeah. And they followed the teaching. Are you also going to follow the same teaching? Jesus said, whenever you pray, he said you should believe that your prayers are already answered. Yeah. Or should I read that place for you? As Jesus said, whenever you pray, believe that you have received what you prayed for. And begin to live like a person that have already received the answers to the prayer. Do you always pray like that? Yeah. Do you always pray like you have received what you pray for? Or how do I say it now? Do you have that mind that believes that everything you pray for, that you have received them? Yeah, or we just feel like, well, I have prayed, maybe God will answer, maybe he will not. And Jesus did not teach the disciples to pray with that kind of mind. Let me read that place for you again. In verse 24, Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Yeah. So Jesus said, all the things you prayed for, because you desired them, Jesus said, believe that you have received them, and that is how you will have them. Let us look at this in New Living Translation. Mark 11, verse 24. Mark 11, verse 24. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Yeah, can you see the way New Living Translation puts it? It says, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. So you can see the principle of receiving blessings from heaven. And I don't think many Christians are following this principle. Yeah, Jesus did not say if you pray, it didn't say when you pray for something that you need. It doesn't say that you should hope you will have it. Yeah, it doesn't say you should hope that you will have it. Yeah, or count yourself lucky that you may have it. Yeah, it said you should believe that you have received it. Yeah, he said you should believe that you have received it, and then it will be yours. Yeah, and that seems to be the opposite of what many Christians are doing. Yeah, many Christians don't believe they already have what they pray for. They don't even show it in their actions that they already have what they pray for. So if you are not showing it, then why should you have it? If you're not showing that thing that you already have, what you prayed for, then why should God give you what you prayed for? Because you are not following this principle. Yeah, let's say you pray for a certain amount of money, and you say, God, bless me with this money, with this money, and then you did not believe that you have received it. You may not receive it. Yeah, because according to what Jesus said, after you have prayed for that thing, you should believe that you have received it, and that is how you will now receive it. Yeah, but if you say, oh, I'm waiting to receive it. Jesus did not say we should wait to receive it. He said we should believe that we have received it. And then that is how it will now manifest. I pray that God will give you more understanding. So where the waiting comes is is when you are expecting it to manifest. Yeah, that is when you wait. Not that you are waiting to receive what you have prayed for. Yeah, you should believe that you have received it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to follow this principle that Jesus gave the disciples in Mark 11, verse 24. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to follow this principle so that and I can receive a lot of blessings from heaven. Help me to follow this teaching of Jesus that is in Mark 11, verse 24. Open your mouth and start to pray like that. Yeah, begin to pray like that. You know, you're praying in such a way that you are telling the Holy Spirit what He should help you to do. That is why you have to mention that verse. Yeah. So that it can help you to really follow that principle. The Holy Spirit, help me to follow the teaching, the principle that Jesus gave His disciples in Mark 11, verse 24. Help me to always pray with the faith that says I have already received what I ask for. Help me to always pray with the mind of faith that I've already received the thing that I ask in prayer. Help me to stop waiting to receive. Help me to receive by faith so that I can now see the physical manifestation. Help me to receive by faith everything that I ask from God. Holy Spirit, help me and teach me how to receive by faith. How to use faith to receive everything I ask from God in the spiritual realm before it shows up in the physical realm. So Holy Spirit, teach me how to use faith to receive blessings from heaven in the spiritual realm before I see them manifest in the physical realm. In the name of Jesus, teach me to follow the principle of faith that Jesus gave His disciples in Mark 11, 24. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray 5 more prayer points. Then we will round off the meeting. Yeah, Jesus said, you must not doubt after you have made a declaration, after you have declared, after you have given a command or a declaration or a decree. And Jesus said, you must not doubt. So now maybe there's a pain somewhere in your body. Yeah, and you want that pain to get out of your body. It's simple. You just say, you pain, get out.
And then you don't doubt. And then you believe that it has gotten out. Yeah, and that is how you won't feel it anymore. Yeah. So when you're operating by faith, you don't follow your feelings, the feelings of your body. You don't follow it when you're operating in the realm of faith, which is also the realm of miracles. You don't follow what you feel. Yeah, I don't follow what your eyes see. Yeah, you follow the unseen. Yeah, what your physical eyes cannot see. Yeah, that is how to operate by faith. Yeah. Yeah, and as you believe that you have already gotten what you have declared or have decreed, then that is how you will now get it eventually. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of doubt that is affecting my walk of my faith walk with God. Yeah, let's pray like that. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of doubt that is affecting my faith walk with God. I bind you now. Get out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every spirit of doubt that is making it difficult for me to walk with God by faith, to walk with God in faith, I bind you now. Get out of my life. Get out of my heart. Get out of my spirit. Get out of my soul. Get out of my mind. You spirit of doubt that is attacking my faith to walk with God. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. We have four more prayer points. As I said, you are going to also pray against your human senses. Yeah, you may not know how much your human senses, your human intelligence, your human wisdom, and your human feelings and emotions, you may not know how much they have changed your destiny until God opens your eyes. Yeah, because many Christians, they follow their humanity. And they neglect their divinity. Yeah, and who we are is divine. Yeah, so we are to embrace our divinity, and use that divinity to control our humanity. Yeah, and to make our lives beautiful and prosperous. Yeah, but many Christians, they follow their senses. And that is why they are not moving forward. Because they keep following their senses and their feelings. I pray you will stop doing that. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength in my soul, in my mind, to reject the lies that comes from my senses, that comes from my human senses, from my human feeling, from my human emotions, from my human wisdom, begin to say, I receive strength in my soul to reject those lies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, because anything that is against faith is a lie. Yeah, and it's a sin. Anything that is against faith is a lie and it's a sin. Even if it looks like it's real to you, it's not real. And continue to pray like that. Say, I receive strength in my soul. I receive strength in my mind. I receive strength in my spirit to reject every lie coming from my human senses. Every lie coming from my human feelings, human intelligence, human emotions. I receive strength to reject them. I receive strength to exalt the word of God above my human senses. I receive strength to exalt the word of God, to exalt the teaching of Jesus, to exalt what Jesus said above my human senses, above my human feelings, above my human nature, above my human emotions, above my human wisdom and intelligence. I receive strength to exalt the words of Jesus, the words of Christ, above whatever my eyes can see, above whatever my body can feel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are freed. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. You know, miracles are not magic. Miracles are different from magic. And the difference is that miracles are always according to the will of God. Or miracles happen by the will of God. But then magic is according to the will of man. Yeah, so most times Christians, they are looking for magic. They are not looking for miracles. Yeah, most times Christians are looking for magic and not miracles. And that is why they just want something that will happen very quick. Yeah, they just want things to happen quick. Yeah, they don't want to pay any price in the place of prayer, fasting. Yeah, in the place of faith, if they don't want to, they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to sacrifice at all. They just want things that will happen sharp, sharp. I mean, quick. Yeah, and that is magic. Yeah, but miracles is different. So you're going to pray. When it comes to miracles, you stay in faith until you see what you have asked for. Yeah, you don't stop believing until you see. Yeah, and sometimes you may see what you prayed for. You may see it instantly. But many times, they are not instant. Yeah, and because they are not instant, that is why many Christians stop having faith. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the fire and grace to labor in faith until I receive the result of my prayers. When you say, I receive fire, I receive grace, I receive anointing to labor in faith until I receive the result of my faith, until I receive the result of my prayers, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. When you need miracles, you're going to have long suffering. That is how to birth miracles, by long suffering. That is, you are refusing to give up until you get what you want. That is how to give birth to miracles. And that is not the way of magic. So begin to pray. Say, I receive strength, I receive fire, I receive grace, I receive anointing to labor hard in faith until I see the result of my faith. The strength to labor in faith. The strength to wait in faith until I see what I prayed for. I receive the strength now, the strength to do that. I receive it now, the fire to do that, just as Elijah did. He prayed and he saw the result of his prayer. Father, give me the strength, give me the fire to labor in faith, to continue to labor in faith until I see the result of my faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we have two more prayer points. Now, there's a lot that happens between when you prayed and then you believe that you have received what you prayed for, and when you eventually see that thing happen physically. There is a lot of things that happen between those two phases. Yeah. And one of those things that happens is that God gives updates concerning your request. Yeah, it's just the way you can make a request from your bank. And then your bank tell you that we're going to give you update, and I will notify you when what you requested is ready. Yeah. So the same way, heaven also gives update. Yeah. But many Christians are so blind. Yeah, because they don't have faith. When you operate by faith, you automatically start to see revelations from God, because God will keep you updated concerning your request. So God will start to send you revelations. He will start to speak to you about that request. Yeah, I will show you that He's going to do it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect my spirit with the flow of your revelations that is able to give me updates concerning things I have requested from you, concerning things I have asked from you. Say, Father, connect my spirit with the flow of your revelations that is able to give me updates concerning things I have requested from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Sometimes the update that you will get will be that pray more, or fast more, or do more fastings. Yeah. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Sometimes the update you will get is that God will tell you, do sacrificial giving. Yeah, so God gives a lot of updates while we are waiting for the things we requested from Him. So Lord, connect my heart, connect my spirit with the realm of your revelations that is able to give me updates concerning the things I have asked from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point you're going to pray. You can say, Father, help me to grow strong and high in faith, such that I begin to use my faith to help others, such that I begin to use my faith to save others, to rescue others. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There's a level your faith will grow to. And you can use that faith even to save your country, to save your nation, and even to save the world. The faith of just one man can save the world. Yeah, begin to pray. The Father, help me to grow strong and high in faith, such that my faith begin to help other people, such that my faith begin to deliver other people, such that my faith begin to heal other people, such that my faith begin to change the lives of others. Help me to grow high in faith. Help me to grow strong in faith to the point that my faith begins to change things all over the world. In the name of Jesus. Help me to grow in faith to the point where my faith begin to change the course of time. To the point where my faith begin to change the course of nature. Help me to grow in faith to that point. In the name of Jesus. Help me to grow in faith to the point where my faith begin to bring things out of nothing. To the point where my faith begin to reverse irreversible things. To the point where my faith begins to create a brand new realities in a world filled with uncertainties. Help my faith to grow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you now. But before I pray, I want to warn you that you should be careful of ministries or churches that are not encouraging your faith to grow. Ministries or churches or spiritual platforms that are not stirring up your faith. Yeah, be careful of such ministries and disconnect from them. Yeah, any ministry that is telling you to the telling you that if you sow a seed, you get this result. Yeah, they are not helping you to grow your faith so that you can get things from heaven through faith. Any ministry that, you know, that they are saying that you don't need to do anything, just believe in their anointing. I mean, maybe the man of God is saying, just believe in my anointing. Yeah, you don't need to do anything. I will do everything for you once I pray for you. All your problem will disappear. Yeah, so run away from such ministries, because in these last days, you need your faith to grow. Yeah, because of many terrible things that will happen in these last days. Yeah, so you need your faith to grow a lot. So any ministry that is not helping that to happen, and they don't want you to be looking for quick solutions. Any ministry that that is advertising quick solutions, quick results, and they are not emphasizing on the need for you to grow in faith and be able to create your own realities by your own faith, run away from such ministries. I pray that you will obey this instruction, and that you will stop being lazy. Yeah, because it is laziness that have made many Christians fall into the hands of such ministries. Yeah, because they don't want to work hard spiritually to develop themselves, to grow spiritually. So I pray you will also stop being lazy in Jesus' name. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy, your love, your compassion toward us. Thank you for so many things you have done in our lives. Thank you for a lot of our prayers that you have already answered. Thank you for many problems you have solved. Many problems you have solved in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for drawing us closer unto yourself. Thank you for making us to become like you in nature and in character and in lifestyle. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you intervene in the situations that are happening in the lives of your people that are here right now. Whatever situations is going on around them or within their lives that are not from you, that are not according to your will, O Lord, step in now and help them in the name of Jesus. Remember everything you have promised your people. and by your mercy begin to bring those promises to pass right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that in your life you shall experience divine speed in the name of Jesus. Things that will normally take a long time before they happen in the lives of other people, I pray that in your own life, God will cut short that time and those good things shall happen very fast in the name of Jesus. I decree that from today your life shall no longer be a slave to darkness. Your life shall no longer be a slave to demons. Your life shall no longer be a slave to weaknesses and sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, you shall grow from strength to strength. You shall crush your enemies and you shall oppress your oppressors in the name of Jesus. You shall stand in battle in the realm of the Spirit and you shall conquer thousands and millions and billions of hosts of darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your answer. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.